Hello and welcome back to Ambitious and Caffeinated. I am Adrian. I'm over at Adrian Socials and ambitiousandcaffeinated.com all of the time. So as you've noticed, I've came down with a cold. Nonetheless, I still have stuff to talk about. I had my first five-figure day and I wanted to show the behind the scenes of how I got here. Now, this isn't clickbait. This wasn't overnight, but I'm painting the picture of how I created my first five-figure day. So I've talked a lot about this in the building, this building blocks group, whatever you want to call it. I've talked about having a cohesive offer suite, what the foundations look like, having that social media strategy, which I have on ambitiousandcaffeinated.com. I have a free five-figure social strategy that you can implement today. But I think where I want to start by saying is I understood where my goals were. Remember in Friday's live when I was talking about what do you want to envision for 2022? Where do you see yourself growing? Here's the thing. If we are going to be taking action as if the person we are right in this moment, we're only going to get the same results, right? If we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and we're expecting different results, that's the actual definition of insanity. Now, I know how discouraging that is to hear, and it's like, oh my gosh, I just want XYZ. What helped me, here's a couple different things. I binged on different podcasts when I wasn't able to invest. I mean, I was a young mom. I was 19. I had two small kids and I was in university. I know everyone's financial situations are different. Hello, Beth. But I was not in the place to invest at the time. And so I binged on blog posts. Like I actually took the time and pretended it was a course and I took notes after notes after notes and I outlined everything for myself. So whatever type of investment you're making, whether you're paying in a course or going listening to a podcast or looking at blog posts, you want to take it seriously and you want to start implementing it. Learn. Learning has been the first thing in implementation. But let's just dive right into social media because I've learned there's no one true way to make money on social media, which I know some of you guys are like, just tell me how to do it. Like, I will do whatever you tell me. I established myself on Instagram, but that being said, I love Facebook. I love hanging out on Facebook occasionally, but my Instagram brings you to my storefront. If you go through my Instagram, I love changing out my bio all the time, but it comes back down to the same thing. You'll hear Miles in the background, possibly. He's with Tristan. They're playing in the living room. He's teething. Just had to throw that out there. Anywho, Instagram is my storefront. If you are not on Instagram, I highly recommend you to go over there. Now on Facebook, you'll notice the engagement is way lower than usual, and it's because people are typically just stalking you. They're staring at what your content is. They're just lurking. Okay, you know what? I have a little bit of an outline here so I can like get this going. My offer suite. Okay, drop me a two. I'm just going to close my outline because I feel like I'm getting lost and all over the place. Drop me a one if you understand what an offer suite is from this group so far. It's okay if you don't. I got to touch on it for, I think, like 30 minutes. I got to kind of paint the picture. But if you don't know what it is, that's totally okay. Drop a two. So my offer suite is the most important part of this puzzle piece. Of course, Instagram is my storefront. I'm showing up. Showing up consistently is important wherever you choose. Note, consistently is not every single day, all day, 24/7. Consistency is showing up a couple times a week so that people know that you're continuously showing up in your business and that you're reliable. Reliability, you meant it too. That's okay, Dakota. Anywho, showing up and being reliable is important for your ideal clients because as we're transitioning you guys from like, $5 packages, $27 packages, upwards of $500, and then moving to four figures, so going from double digits, triple digits to the four figure, you need to be showing up consistently because the more income someone is investing in you, they want to make sure that you're reliable, that you are the one to do the job for them, and that you're presenting those transformations. And one way that we can present transformations, Beth says one, two. I'm kind of in the middle of understanding this. That's okay. I'm going to break it down. So like I was saying, embodying those results, a lot of you guys are are new in here. And so one way you can show clients that you understand how to get these results for them is embodying it. There's women in here who are new virtual assistants. The one thing that you can do by mastering the area of where you're helping your ideal client is showing up. So if you're doing content creation, you better believe that I'm going to be testing you and making sure that your Instagram is incredible. Like, there's good content over there. If you are someone who's helping women with life coaching and you're helping them break out of their shell and you're helping them live this bodacious life, you better be living that bodacious life. If you are someone who wants to be a homeschooling mentor, you better believe you have at least had homeschooling experience or you're a homeschooler. Do you see where I'm going with this? Drop me one if you see where I'm going with this. Because embodying those results and really showcasing it is so important. So for me, my signature program is called 5 Figures in 60 Days. You go through my podcast, you go through all my content. A really big focus of what I do is 5 Figures in 60 Days. And so how I embody that as your coach, as your mentor, is I crush it in a week. I crush it in 12 hours. I crush it in a way that I understand, like, this is the blueprint of where I understand these methods, and I shortcut the time to show you, like, look, I've done this multiple times. It wasn't just a one-off thing I accidentally did. This has been consistent for several months. And so I show up when it comes to certain packages. So, for example, my social media management packages, I have a higher conversion rate for my social media management packages when I'm showing up on my socials consistently, because they're like, oh yes, she's doing the thing that I want. I sign more clients in my 5 Figures in 60 Days when I'm showing up and being like, look, this is like the actual stats of my income. I'm showing those results. So what you can be doing and what I want you to do is start reflecting on how you can show your ideal client through your social media, through authentic content. So here's also the thing. I don't want you to pretend like you got results in order to fake sign clients. I think that's very inauthentic, and I don't think that's good marketing. I think that we stay true, which I know everyone in here is such, like, you guys are all such incredible women. I know that's not going to be an issue, but truly showing that authentic side of you and growing a business that is full of integrity is important. I hope this is making sense. I'm trying to, like, run through this and, like, really show the nitty-gritty in a way that makes sense for everyone. Hello, Shannon. I see you guys popping up. So, and the third best cohesive spot. So I've covered, like, showing up on socials consistently and just choosing your place and sticking it out for 30 days. 30 days is, like, an amazing time frame for understanding if something's working. Alexis and I were actually just talking in Instagram. You'll know within a week of your Instagram stats if it's working for your pivot, your new whatever you're doing is working for your audience, because the stats will increase. But anywho, number one, show up on a specific social media platform and give it 30 days. The next, and of course, let's, like, little side note, if it does not feel good and it's been like a week or 2 weeks, don't be afraid to switch. But for the point of this, 30 days on a social media platform of your choice and implement a strategy. Go to ambitiousandcaffeinated.com. There's a free strategy for you to follow. Second thing is have your offer suite. Have it cohesive and make sure you're embodying that. Don't be selling something that you have no idea about. if you couldn't speak French, you wouldn't sell a French social media management package. Kind of what I'm getting at. Imposter syndrome does come up, but we're going to move past it. That's for a different life. And the third thing is having a nurture space. So a great example of a nurture space is my podcast. If you haven't listened to that, Ambitious Caffeinated, that is one of my favorite places to show up. I don't show up like multiple times a day over there. Obviously it's a podcast, but every single podcast I put up, I put really good intention behind it. I make sure that you should be able to listen to it and implement it and make, like, get results. Dakota says I have to watch the live later. I'm so grateful that you even came on here. I hope you have an amazing dinner with your family. An example of a nurture space is a podcast. It's a Facebook group. This is an example of a type of nurture space, you could say. Like, I'm taking these courses or these videos and turning them into a course and sending them out to you guys. You guys have this forever. And I wanted you guys all to have a taste test of what it's like to coach with me, what it's like to be in a container with me and understand, like, oh, okay, like, this is real. Real people do this type of work. Real people can get these types of results, right? And another example is my other Facebook group, my social strategies. I go over there and dump a bunch of different social strategies. It's a nurture space to allow you to know that, like, there's really good resources here that you can start implementing. Another example is an email list. Now, I'm going to be honest, I'm not a fan of emails. I have like close to 1,000 subscribers when it comes to my email list, but I'm not really a fan of them. And I might get like, might not impress a couple people saying that. But for me, I don't check my emails that often. Occasionally, I'll check and be like, oh, Old Navy is having a sale. Let's go over there. But I'm not huge on my email list. I still sometimes grow it. But that's an example. Of course, do what feels good for you. Some women in my containers crush having an email list. Like, that's their sole place of where they're increasing their income. So, anywho, I've shared like the behind the scenes. I need to blow my nose. I'm so sorry. I shared like some of the key pieces, but now I want to show you how I constructed it all. So I have passive courses. I think they're like $57 for the bundle of three. And all of my one-on-one container women obviously get access. And everyone in the bootcamp, if you don't have access already and you're going into the bootcamp, you'll gain access to that. But I have multiple different types of courses, and I'm increasing all of the courses, like different types of courses for January. Where I'm going with this is I launched this less than 6 weeks ago, and I've created $2,000 just from passive courses. So this is like my bottom level of my offer suite. The way that I was able to do this, and this plays into my rule of 5 figures in 60 days. I know I'm kind of talking about my 5-figure day, but it did have to play in with that. So I can rely at least 5 times a week. I'm going to have a couple different enrollments in my program. So that is like kind of automated on its own. I have it very accessible. As soon as you hit one of the links on like Ambitious and Caffeinated, it's there. It says hit courses and programs here, and it takes them there. If someone's came into my podcast and they've been referred over into my website, they know it's there. If someone's on social media, my link is always in my bio, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. So that's what I'm saying, showing up consistently, because it gains your profile views. And of course, if my content is in relation to those courses, they're going to obviously see them. So number one, my bottom level was very accessible, very to the point, and it gets a lot of people results. So then they want to work one-on-one or they want to go into a group. So it's an awesome conversion rate because I put a lot of time and effort into my programs. And that's where I want you guys to be thinking, because I didn't make 5 figures overnight. Like, I didn't just wake up and start a business and create 5 figures, which, do I believe it's possible? Absolutely. But that was, that helped me lead up to this process, because I had hundreds of people, maybe hundreds might be a little, no, I have to look at how many people enrolled in my courses. I had all of them to let them know, like, hey, I have a one-on-one spot available. If anyone wants it, I only have two, like, I send out an email specifically to those, to the new people. It's like every other week. Anyways, I won't dive into that because I know everyone's like around supper time or bedtime, but that was one really great piece, is having that my first level accessible and automated, which is what I'm teaching in the bootcamp, is how to have passive offers, low ticket, mid and high ticket. It's going to be so good. And the second piece is, obviously you guys know that I'm running the bootcamp. So yesterday I was enrolling people for the bootcamp. It's going to be amazing. It's going to get you guys insane results. You have access to it forever. You get content templates. You get all the Monday, Wednesday, Friday lives from me. You get support, all of these things. So that's what I was doing yesterday as well. And then I had a couple people pop into my inbox wanting one-on-ones. I've never met some of these women before, and they were like, yep, let's go, and all paid in full. It is completely possible. And so what helped, as I was saying, in number one, showing up consistently on your social media platform of choice. When people found me and they went through all of my social platforms, they went through my stories, my highlights. Remember how I talk about having your highlights optimized? They go through my highlights and they're like, wow, okay, she's been on this page for a year. So I've had a year of optimized stuff. And they're like, yep, she's obviously been doing this for a long time. She's not here to scam me. I have a year's worth of client testimonial. So do you see how consistency really played into part? I also want to say July, August, and September were the hardest months I've had probably in my life. If you've been following me on Instagram, like, Tristan and I briefly went through a separation. I lost a couple of really dear friends. We were in the midst of buying a house. I moved. there was a lot that went on. And I took a big space from my business. And I'm the only sole income provider as well. So if you think about that, and having all of this automated, I was still, my lowest income month while I was taking space was $5,000 a month. And to me, that seems literally insane. I'm not saying that in a way to brag, and I'm not saying that in a way to, in any other way besides the point of my strategies have literally saved everything that I have. And so I'm very passionate about what I do because I have literally lived through some of the most insane things, and my strategies have quite truly saved me. So anyways, number one, the consistency. Going through this last year, people can come to my social media and scroll through and have all of this building up to my high ticket offer, which is what I want for all of you guys. And I want to help shortcut that, which is why in the bootcamp you have content templates, and of course you have access to all of this forever. For when it comes to creating good content, when it comes to like just showing up consistently, I want you to have that confidence. So I hope that helps like identify why it's important to show up consistently, and more importantly, why it's important to have an Instagram, because Instagram is essentially one of my storefronts, as with my blog is. And second of all, the offers. I just want you guys to know you can pivot and recreate your offers at any time. I will create the bones of my offers. So those, it's called the framework. If you're not familiar with the terminology, the framework for my one-on-ones when it comes to group and all of that kind of stuff. For example, my business bootcamp, I've ran different bootcamps before. I keep the structure the same. So typically like 3 lives a week and like whatever bonuses you're getting, that's the framework. And then I change the title and I change what the direction is. So having that framework makes creating an offer suite really well. Sometimes I'll be like, oh my gosh, I need to launch, like I have an idea and I need to do it like next Tuesday. I'll like have a random last minute three hour prep launch. And what this is coming back down to is like your offer suite. It gets to be fun for you. You get to pivot at any time. If an offer you've created doesn't feel good, you can erase that. You do not need to like stay true to what feels good for you. My strategies are very much do what feels good for you and do what feels good for your audience. It gets to be very mutual. I think my mom's here. My mom just texted me, Zendaya said you're lost in jail. Zen is my daughter. Oh my goodness. I better pop off this live pretty quick because my mom's here. Anyways, I hope that helps with understanding how to create your own 5 figures in 60 days, in a week. In a day, it's showing up consistently, having your offer suite cohesive, and really connecting to your audience, making sure that you're actually talking to them. You're not talking at them and you're not just waiting for them to come to you. Obviously, that does happen when you're consistent in the game, but I love having really good conversations in the DMs consistently. Zero intentions of selling. If no one wants to buy from me, that's okay. I know my free content is going to help them. And that's the goal you should always have too, is like your free content should always help someone. But obviously, when you become irresistible and when your offers truly do create transformations, like they can't stay away. It's a no-brainer investment to help them. If you guys have questions, always post in this group. You are always free to DM me. I hope this provided some insight. I feel like I was a little all over the place. It was totally no outline. I was trying real hard. So I abruptly cut off the live there because it turned into a really long wrap up and just answering the last minute questions. I am so grateful that you came and listened to this episode. I hope it provided you insight and I hope it gave you hope that this is completely possible for you. And just like behind the scenes, I am 23 years old. I have 4 kids under 4. My partner is recovering from a brain injury. And I work 15-hour weeks. This is completely possible. If you're listening to this and it's December, even if it's in the beginning of January, I'm running a boot camp. It's the business boot camp. And I would love to give you a little bit more information. So my business bootcamp is called The Unstoppable and Profitable CEO. It's 5 weeks long. In week 1, we're covering the foundations, establishing your why, your mission, your strengths, and propelling you forward energetically and through monetization. Week 2 is all about your offers, developing your 6-figure offer suite, the framework for low, mid, and high ticket, passive, group, and one-on-one services. So do you see the mix here? Week 3 is all about marketing. We're creating a unique social strategy that allows you to attract ready-to-convert clients consistently. Week 4 is all about launching, how to rinse and repeat your strategies, and focus on high conversions and retention rates. I am a busy mom to 4 under 4. I do not have time to be chasing people, and I do not operate in a way that is guilting. Like, I want people to feel empowered coming into my space, and I'm going to teach you those strategies. And week 5 is nurture space. So creating an unstoppable momentum by developing an optimized space that warms and converts your leads automatically. For example, a really juicy podcast or a really good Facebook group. Because you're listening to this podcast and you're listening all the way to the end, I have a discount code, CEO2022. So CEO2022, it gets you $500 off of this business bootcamp. I'm so freaking excited. There's also payment plans available to allow this to be accessible for you, and you get lifetime access to this. I'm so grateful, and I hope to see you there. Go to ambitiousandcaffeinated.com/work-with-me. Have a great day.